This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says Russia could invade Ukraine any day, launching a conflict that would come at an enormous human cost. The senior advisor to President Joe Biden offered the stark warning Sunday, the day after U.S. officials confirmed that Russia has assembled at least 70% of the military firepower it likely intends to have in place by mid-month to give President Vladimir Putin the option of launching a full-scale invasion. Meanwhile, elite U.S. troops and equipment landed in southeastern Poland near the border with Ukraine. The troops are part of a deployment ordered by Mr. Biden to show the U.S. commitment to eastern flank NATO allies. German Chancellor Olaf Scholz is facing criticism over his government's response to Russia-Ukraine tensions ahead of his trip to Washington. AP correspondent Naomi Shannon reports.
While Scholz says Moscow would pay a high price in the event of an attack, the German leader's response to Russia's aggression against Ukraine has drawn criticism both abroad and at home. His government's refusal to supply lethal weapons to Ukraine, increase its troop presence in Eastern Europe, and declare which sanctions it would support against Russia has left many U.S. officials questioning Germany's stance. The country's heavy reliance on Russian supplies of natural gas and former Chancellor Gerhard Schröder's ties to President Vladimir Putin are also areas of concern as Scholz seeks to reaffirm U.S.-German ties. I'm Naomi Shannon.
The Speaker of Tunisia's parliament, which was suspended last year, Sunday rejected a decision by President Kais Saied to dissolve the North African country's Supreme Judicial Council. The Speaker said in a statement signed by the presidency of the House of Representatives that he opposed the interference. This is VOA News. Iraq's Supreme Court suspended a former foreign minister's presidential bid Sunday over corruption allegations, and many lawmakers said they would boycott a Monday vote for a new head of state, prolonging a political standoff. The court said the candidacy of Hoshyar Zebari, a Western-friendly veteran Iraqi Kurdish statesman, could not proceed until corruption charges from a separate 2016 stint as finance minister were dealt with. Costa Ricans began casting ballots Sunday in an election with a record 25 candidates vying to succeed outgoing President Carlos Alvarado. But the voting is unlikely to produce an outright winner, and a second round is scheduled for April. No candidate is expected to win more than 40% of the votes, the threshold, to avoid a runoff between the two top vote-getters, according to the latest polling. All 57 seats of the Legislative Assembly are also up for grabs. Costa Ricans surveyed have said they want their next leader to tackle corruption and high unemployment rates during the four-year term. Three mountain climbers were found dead Sunday evening near a popular ski resort in Greece, the fire service said. The three Greek men had been missing since Saturday. The men's bodies were found after some of their belongings were spotted in the snow from a helicopter. The Athens news agency said authorities are investigating whether they were killed by an avalanche. Austrian authorities said Sunday 9 people have died in 3 days of more than 100 avalanches rolling across Austria. Most of the avalanches hit the western region, and Friday alone saw 5 fatalities, rescue services said. Police said that incident had claimed the lives of a group of Swedish skiers and a mountain guide near the Swiss border, with just one group member surviving. Austrian regional officials said Sunday, quote, the past 3 days have seen some 100 avalanche-type incidents requiring 70 interventions, end quote. Protesters camped out in the Canadian capital outnumber the police and control the situation, the city's mayor said Sunday, as a demonstration against vaccine mandates clogged parts of the city for a 10th day. Protesters have paralyzed downtown Ottawa for the past 9 days, with some participants waving Confederate or Nazi flags and some saying they wanted to dissolve Canada's government. Police said they had charged 4 people with hate crimes and were investigating threats against public figures jointly with the U.S. Federal Bureau of Investigation. The so-called Freedom Convoy began as a movement against a Canadian vaccine requirement for cross-border truckers, but has turned into a rallying point against public health measures and Prime Minister Justin Trudeau's government. Via remote, Diane.